It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on items influencing the markets this week. And Roy, as we look at this week, overall this week, you know, excluding the trading day left for today, overall it's been a pretty positive week, hasn't it?
It has been a very positive week, the kind of thing you like to see after a hard washout like we had 2 weeks ago. So market's given us a 50% retracement in the beans, and looking pretty good in the corn, actually.
Now, on the same token, it's been quite a volatile couple of sessions, hasn't it?
It really has, and, you know, that's really put some healthy premium in these options. Anybody that was trying to use options, if they didn't have them already bought, the option volatility premium is just outrageous. But that's what happens when you get the market two days limit down and the next 2 days limit up.
There have been a couple of different things at play in the market. One, I've heard the Argentina farmers' strike is having an impact, and of course, Monday's reports from USDA, right?
Well, both of those, right. The Argentine situation has certainly had an influence on it on the market this week, and you know, everybody's kind of saying, "Well, now how much is this going to keep going?" Because when they take the embargo off, well, that'll probably drop the markets, but right now, there's no sign of it. And, of course, the big thing probably, I just was reading on the Internet this morning, somebody saying this is the most important government crop report ever. Well, I'm not sure it's that big, but it certainly will sort of set the stage for whatever comes in the next month.
Of course, many private firms have, made public what they think Monday's crop report is going to look like. What are your opinions kind of leading into that report on Monday, the planting intentions report?
My thinking is it's probably going to be a little bearish on beans and a little friendly to corn. I think that, you know, there's going to be quite a few people that are looking at the price of nitrogen fertilizer and saying, well, I'm not going to plant corn because I can plant beans, and they make their own nitrogen. And people who had been in a rotation and got out of the rotation in 2007, I think, are going to be looking at the rotation real hard and realizing that that's really a pretty good way to go.
Now, in terms of our marketing plan, Roy, you know, do we try and partake in these volatile markets, or do we just, or is it kind of wait and see to what the trade does after the report is released?
Well, it's real tempting just to wait and see. And you know, I don't think this is the last opportunity we've got to sell at good prices. I guess if I didn't have anything sold, I'd certainly be selling some before the report, especially with beans. Personally, I'm sold out to beans, and I'm holding a little bit of my corn that's not priced because I think, you know, I think this report's going to certainly not be negative for corn, and at worst may be neutral, and at the best real positive. So, again, I'm not holding all of my corn. I'm selling a little as time goes on. So, I don't think you ever want to load the boat and sell everything at one time.
Very good. For producers that would like to get more information, several ways to do that, right?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com, my website.
Well, thank you very much, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, getting an update on items influencing the markets here on 840 KTIC.